I want to begin as follows. Today was the great yahrzeit. 167th yahrzeit from the Maharsha Loyach Zechon Livracha. I just wanted to speak about a few immunim based on the Divrei Torah and the Baal HaHilula, which is shaykh to us. Beginning with this week's parasha, but on the staif. This week's parasha begins by Yigash Eilu V'Yehide V'Yoyim Ebi Adoini. So we spoke a little bit about the Shabbos by the Rav Malka in Lakewood. For the Yutzah, for the Achaz Chaim, for the Maish Loich, all together. We began to speak a little bit over there, the Kitzer, about this monumental meeting between Yehida and Yosef that transpired at the beginning of this week's parasha. But you guys had to be Yehida, but Yoyim Abi Adoini. Then we spoke about the different Anchogis that the Yidin have. The Anchogis from Yosef HaTzadik, and there's an Yehida from Malchus Beis David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. That we spoke about. Then I wanted to touch upon a different Nekuda in this meeting over here that we have between Yehida and Yosef, since by our tzaddikim, Ishbet Seradin placed a very, very, very large, very, very great emphasis on this monumental meeting, that much that has transpired in that meeting is relevant until today for Klal Yisrael. So let me begin what is brought down in the name of the Heidegger Yishbitzer. Koyin for Lublin brings it down that the Yishbitzer said that Ames Menosh Tevis of Ayigash, only from Bechir Tzake, only from crying and shouting. And it's Mekibble that the Maish Loyach, the Shabbos before he was Nipsa, which is Parshas Vayigash, he said on the word Vayigash, he said, Rosh Tevis, Vayin Tzihidalach Yevalt Shreit. I don't remember if it was after the Parshas before he was Nipsa, or he said, Chalal Parshas Vayigash, that the Rosh Tevis and Vayigash in Yiddish is Vayin Tzihidin Yevalt Shreit. Vayin Tzihidin is Yidin, you should cry. Gevalt Shreit is only from Tzake, from shouting and screaming, Gevalt. He was the week of Ayigash, Zion Tavis. The Koyin Lublin, Talmud goes through, Ayigash, this week's parasha of Ayigash, speaking about what's the shoyish of Tzake and Mechir, that we find this week's parasha. So I wanted to touch upon a few ideas over here. My Shalosh and Chedik Bayis, Vayigash, speaks about the words that Yehida told Yosef. He told him, Vayoyim Bi Adoini. Bi Adoini. Pushup Shata means Bi Adoini. I request from you, my master, Adoini. My Shalosh is Malbe, it's based on the Pusik in Yishai, Anuviki, Hashem Shoftaini, Hashem Chodikaini, Hashem Alkaini, Hi Yoshiaini. And he refers to all the different ideas in this pasuk in Yeshaya Novi. Hashem Chokki Kaini. The Ebrech is a Mechokik. Where is Hashem Chokki Kaini? The Yehida told Yosef HaTzadik, told him, Be Adoni. Take a look deep down in the Imke Alev. In the depths of my heart, you'll see that deep down is nechkak, the oil from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be Adoni, look into me, look deep down into my heart, to Maki Alev, take a look at what you see. Yosef HaTzadik, he held the Shiftekot to very high standards. Kedua, the whole thing started. He came to tell the Yankev Avinu, they're doing Avzoi, not Pesed over here, not Pesed over there. He held the Shiftekot to very high standards. Even more so when he went down to Mitzrayim, he held a Madrege in Kedisha that's very difficult for a standard Bussalam to hold up to. He was oimid betzitkisoi, all the nesiyon as possible. And he held the Shiftekot to the same standard. This is the way I am Mitzrayim. This is the way I expect from Yidden throughout all generations to be able to act with this madreya, even in Golus. But Yid has to be oimid with the full starkeit to every nesoyin possible. And Yidden screamed back to me, said, "Be Adoni, take a look. Take a look at the Pnimius. Take a look at the Imke Alev. And that's what's going to count ultimately. What a Yid has an Imke Alev, Hashem Mechoikikani means the Ebrish is Mechoikik. Chakikik means something that's engraved in the person's heart. And the Chakikik Alev, it means that Yibon Shalom Benechkach Belibi. Have the Rebbeinu Shalom engraved in my heart, and there begins everything. You know, sometimes on the outside I can have a michshul, chas v'shulim, but I'm working on the imke alev, and there I'm going to expand. I heard somebody, the Rebbe Zatzal, he said, shouldn't have amongst you the elzar, foreign God. He's a medayik the lashon word. Doesn't mean liyeh b'chul. Say liyeh l'cho. You shouldn't have elzar. What's the chol with the beis? Should have said l'cho v'lamit. He explained that the gedank is the elzar. Torah states throw down. Ma'ashlech kama v'kama puma elzar doesn't necessarily mean that's going to avoid the zar like we're used to. Translating, it could be also someone that has things which are zar, avoid is Hashem, they're foreign, they're serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam. They're not applicable, they don't belong in the Yiddish lifestyle. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam says, you shouldn't have within you these foreign things, not just on the outside, the Yelecha El Zor. I'm talking about Becha, deep down, the Imke Alev. Shouldn't have any foreign entities within. It should be pure for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A Yiddish Neshama has to have a purity within that should be pure 100%. L'man Shemo B'Ahava. And when Yehuda turned to Yosef HaTzadik and told him, "Be Adoni, take a look at what's in the Imke Alev, and you'll see that the Imke Alev is pure for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what's going to count ultimately for Klal Yisrael." Because what's sustainable for Yidden, Kaidua, to the Mishnah and Pekiyovis, which we can apply over here as well. If you have a tree that has many, many branches, but it has very, very few roots, then a strong wind comes, it uproots the tree. It can't withstand the powerful winds. But the contrary, if it has few branches, but it has very, very strong roots, then even the strongest winds won't be able to uproot the tree because the shoroshim are strong. The shoroshim are strong. A yid wants to be oimid with the sionis throughout all his matzavim. The only way is if he has a strength of character within, the neshama. Nishmas, the yisrael from within is pure for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The imke alev is for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's Zaka, it's lila, it's pure, the man shemoi. If a person has the imke alev the way it's supposed to be, lo yeh b'chul, el zar, there's no el zar within him, then a person has the ability to overpower the sionis, then a person has the ability to be able to withstand temptations, to withstand all the obstacles that are placed in front of him throughout his lifetime. And that's what that this was this vikuach between Yehida and Yosef. And Yehida established for Klal Yisrael, he established what's the avoda. You find the avoda in the last week and 2 weeks ago, parashas Vayeshev, Vayered, Yehida Miyesachov. Yehida, it's within the story of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. We find Vayered, Yehida Miyesachov. Tzadik Vomad, because Yehida was showing for Klal Yisrael about the Yosef Tzadik, the Madrege. But Yehida, he had a Yehida. But Im Kalev was pure, and this was what he was trying for Moshe for Yosef Tzadik. The end of Tzarkid, the end of Chiyav Tzarkid, the Vayntz Yidden Gevalt Shreit, that the Ishbetz said, on this week's parashat, Vayigah Shedem Yehida, the Chiyav Tzarkid is the Yiddish Neshama, that's the Chiyav Tzarkid. The Yiddish Neshama that shouts out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, shouts out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam from within. Even though not always is it noticeable, but deep down a Yid has this desire and this urge to be Oved Hashem, to be an emissary of the Yid. And even though he's faced with many nesiyonos, the gashmius, the ruchnius, for sometimes to divert his attention from Oved Hashem, but it's okay from a Yiddish neshama. The Yiddish neshama shrei tarois, it screams out, it shouts out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a name, Lidus is Malkani. I want to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to be Oved Hashem. I want to be an Erech Yid. And as long as we have that Bechir Tzaka from within, from the Mamaki Alev, the Mimamakim Kresicha Hashem, if we have that, then ultimately we'll be able to, we'll have the ability, if we apply it properly, to be able to overcome any Nisoyin that comes along our way. But it has to be an Embassy Bechir Tzaka. It has to be a Vayigash. It has to be the Vayint Hidden Gewalt Shreit. There has to be a Gewalt Shreit. There has to be a Bechir Tzoke. The Yid has a Bechir Tzoke, the Avada Avada will be able to understand what is Tafkid in this world. That Koil, the Koil Hashem, Hoydach Basay Chagan, Ayud Marish Nayeko, that verb that's reverberating still today. Ayeko, where are you? A person has to make the Cheshvan HaNevesh, of the Ibist of the Welt. This Bastoil that's till today has to surround and banem the person to take him from surround him and awaken him. Yeko, Avibista, where are you in this world? Are you being Mamali Yatafkid? Are you being Oymid bin Nisoyan? Do you have an emissar Shifa? An emissar Rutan to be Oymid Hashem, to Davin and Erlich for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? To be kaveya eaten, to learn for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to be goyim chesed, and to have a Yisroel for 500 Yidden. Do you have an emissary sheifa to do it? Do you have an emissary sheifa to be oymid ben nisyonis? A person has an emissary sheifa, then avada he'll be able to be oymid ben nisyon. We find this idea where Shloch says in next week's parasha, the parasha of Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away from this world, he surrounded himself to his children, the ships they call. And the Medrash says that all the ships they call shouted out spontaneously. They said, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad." Said, "Kshem Shem Belibcha Elo Echad, Kachaim Belibayni Elo Echad." Just like only Belibcha is only Echad, the boy Shloim Lom Kachaim Belibayni Elo Echad. And Yaakov Avinu answered back, "Burich Shem Kvoy Malchis Elo Echad." That's the midah of Titan Emes in Yaakov, just like the Emes in Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu midas Emes that he had for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kshem she'ein belibcho elo echod. That's the Emes only echod. Echod yuchad miyichod. Kach ein belibayni elo echod. Meshloich is mazbe. And he says that Yaakov Avinu was worried. What legacy has he given to his children? What lies deep down? Be'imkeli b'seyem. And there, imke alev, what lies? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was megalut to him before his petir, before his astalkis, what lies deep down but the shift they call. When each of them shouted out without prior preparation, they didn't prepare to say it all together. They didn't discuss it beforehand. They just spontaneously, they all said that. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echad. That showed that each one, that's what lies within. That's what he's all about. That's his metzius, and that's his very essence. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yid many times throughout the history when Yidin were faced, even Yidin that were very, very, to a certain extent, removed from Yiddishkeit when they were faced with a situation of Kiddush Hashem, they shouted out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because the Yiddish Neshama ultimately shouts out this pasuk and this Amina in the Ribbono Shel Olam, this Amina in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kshem Shem Elimcho Elechad, Kachay Belibein Yechad, and the Shiftei Ka, the Ribbono Shel Megale, the Yankevina, that Shiftei Ka, this is what you taught them, this is what they're all about, because without preparing themselves beforehand, this is what they all shouted out at this moment. Yankevina had to beg, Buich Shem Koyim Lan Vuvet. The life is Vashefa, that he finds that his children all follow in his footsteps, just like Beliboy is only Echad, Belibeim is also only Echad. This is ultimately what Tafkit of all of us to be oimid on the Mamaki Aleif, to tweak it, to be Mashkia, the Imke Aleif that should be pure for the Ribbono Shel Olam, be pure for Avdus Hashem with an Emes, the Emes of its Bimus. And this is what we see from Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov Avinu set forth for us until today, his legacy and what's the Avinu mess, Ma'azare b'chaim, Afi b'chaim. We, Yaakov Avinu lives through us. We're alive, and we shout out Chol Yom Pamayim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Krishma, and we try to believe and understand what we're saying, and we try to internalize this concept of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the idea. That's the Yiddish Gishrei, the Yiddish Bechiyah, it's okay from a Yiddish Neshama that shouts out from within. And that's what how a Yid makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Yid makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh of having Yiddish Shemayim and being an Erlich Yid. That's the Tachlis of a Yid. And the Yiddish Neshama, the Ik is that within he's an Emesdik person. Because on the outside, there are plenty of people walking around and they do what they're supposed to do on the outside many times. But it doesn't always mean that the Shiroshim are strong. And when a strong wind comes, we see many people fall. We see it all around us. Sometimes we see it within our families as well. So ultimately, what we have to try to focus is on to strengthen the purity of the Neshama, to strengthen the Kesher that's deep within. It shouldn't be a Loyi B'cho'el Zor. And then we're able to succeed in overpowering the winds that come from the outside. Even though sometimes it doesn't look like there's a lot of trees on the outside, but if the Shiroshim are strong, ultimately we'll be able to be Oymid bin Asoyin. This is a concept that Ma'ir Shlich speaks about many times throughout the Sefer. Ochas Chaim speaks about it. Akdumah from the Mitzyankiv. Akdumah in the Psyche speaks about it by Bariches, you know, many different places. I can go through all the different places that he speaks about it. Whoever has a chance can take a look here and there. But the way the way Yishtel Zavek what the Ma'ir Shloya has tried to accomplish on this world, the way he was Pesach the Shari HaChochme, and to bring it, he writes that Tavad the Ma'ir Shloya, when he became a Rebbe, that was the year Tufresh, the Elif Hashishi is the year that Rabshin by Yehoi's Manamas, the Shari HaChochme, are going to open up, and says man to be a Makar of the Chochme, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, until the Tfis HaSeudah, until a person can be able to grasp it and understand it. And all these Soides HaTorah, and all the Zachen, that, you know, all these concepts and ideas that Rabshin by Yehoi is very full of, the Adar Yoim, Now, Sifrei Kodesh from Ish Mitzvah Razin, they were full of all these concepts. The Pnimi Satoyre, to a certain extent, but the idea of the Pnimi Satoyre, the way the Mashlech and Mamshichim tried to bring it to us, to teach these Zvurim Harumim, the way he writes these lofty concepts, elevated ideas. How every single part of the Torah is shaykh deep down to a person. Because if the person doesn't internalize all these concepts, these ideas, it's called Pnimius HaTorah for a reason. It's to open up the Pnimius of the person. To teach a person as a derech hasheyaseh, as a derech hasheyedchubo. And if a person follows in the footsteps of our tzaddikim, and he tries to internalize the avodas Hashem, and tries to build the shoydish from within, then the psicha shayei chachma is taka hachonus imoyz b'mashiach, kiyidua that the tufef olif hashishi is b'etzem the preparation for pami b'mashiach, because when Mashiach comes, then it's going to be as galus k'voy shemayim in the entire world. Molo in the day is Hashem k'mayim liyom echasim. It's going to be a gewaldic galus. But right now, we're trying to internalize this as galus, at least within us. And when we internalize this as galus within us, we're able to, at least us, and those people that surround us, to keep them on derech ha-melech, and to be able to withstand any winds, strong winds, that blow anywhere, from any direction. So Baruch Hashem should give us all siyata reshmaya, should be zoyche, b'schis in the Baal Ha'ilila, should be yomit for all of us, for all those that try to follow, learn his Torah, and try to mekayim the ways of this tzaddik and his mamshichim, try to purify the imke alev and try to listen closely to the b'chiyah v'tzaka that comes down deep down from within. We have to hear it. We have to understand it. This ayeka that reverberates throughout all generations. To understand, we have to make a chesed al nefesh, like the Medr says this week's parsha. We shouldn't come to the next world with a boish espunim, with a bisha, the chayepul. What do we accomplish in this world? We should try to accomplish whatever we can. The Lord should give us all of us young flesh, be zoiche, to be able to be mekabel, and be sheikh tzitkangi, and chisoy, to be the vayni mal kol yisruar l'umayn.